Welcome to another riveting episode of The Bald and the Beautiful featuring Trixie Mattel and myself. That's right.
Who are you?
It's party time. I'm Katya. Okay. Did I not mention that?
No, you did. Thank you.
No, thank you.
We are in episode, I don't know, 15, 20?
15, 20, 75. Who knows? Who's counting? Because we don't got time to count because we're just on the, we're making money moves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And today we have a guest that honestly, probably the most qualified people to ever speak about beauty.
That's true. We have, and listen, that is among a very dense roster of extremely qualified beauty people.
Yeah.
And this one, it's a deep field.
It's a deep field. Somebody we had to hunt down.
I have. You don't even know the paper trail, the breadcrumbs, the bread pit crumbs, the machinations, the schemes and the scams that I've enacted in order to wrangle this guest for the good, I mean, I would say the better part of 16, 17 months, even before
Bitch,
we started the podcast.
It was a text. It was a text.
Let's get it straight.
I put in a text. I had written a letter. I read the letter over the text. It was a lot. It was 17 return phone calls. finally, I got in contact with her family. And then they gave me her personal number. And then here we are with Pearl.
No, Thank you so much for being here, Pearl. How are you?
I'm good, sis. Thank you. Thanks for having me. I feel like not very qualified to be here, but
are you kidding?
No, listen.
The potency of your artistry and your talent.
I'm just so irrelevant, but here I am with you too.
Relevance. Relevance in the face of beauty. Nothing.
Girl.
Nothing.
I don't even know where to start because you are somebody whose work, since we met you, has truly been actually something I give a fuck to follow.
If you don't mind, we're going to lick your ass for just a few moments. Yeah, I agree.
Honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
What have you been up to?
I don't know. I've been like kind of doing like the housewife thing, but also just like the, I don't know. I feel like I'm in Secret Window, just like working on my art in this cabin in the woods, but I'm also like married. So I don't know. Just very that.
I envy your life.
Oh, girl. These,
I really do.
These like witch goddess of the woods pictures you have the nerve to post.
So good.
Oh my God.
Oh, you forgot to like and comment.
And this new thing you're doing with your eye too, like the two semicircles, like above and below.
And there you've been doing this highlight that looks like the Morticia Adams light. Do you know what I'm talking about? When in the Adams family, when Morticia Adams is that like cross beam across her eyes of light. It has that effect on you. It's really, really cool.
Thank you. Yeah, the eyes are kind of new. Honestly, they do. I do kind of look like Steve Buscemi before the lashes, though. Because they're like so funny.
What did you say? What did you say?
She looks like Steve Buscemi before the lashes.
Like,
who is very beautiful. We stan.
Yes, of course. But do you do like a soft or no bottom liner sometimes, right?
I have to do a bright white like waterline with the individual lashes. Just it's a must.
And that, but no dark underline.
No, I will do a line like under the white.
Under the white, okay.
Under the white, yeah. But I do like to keep it blank as well.
I have never been able to do that. How you're on the younger side of life? Are you 30?
She's
yet?
30.
30, okay, but you're just 30. I was gonna say because for a woman of a
it's so simple but effective. The two.
Okay,
kind
so
of
we're
like
looking
lines.
At we're looking at one of your latest photos right now. Yeah, so you have that the waterline white, and then you have a graphic line with the bottom lashes, the individuals, and then another sort of accent line underneath that is like
she's young enough to be drawing
it's
lines around
simple.
The eyes.
No,
and get away
I'm
with
like,
it.
If I tried to draw a graphic line underneath my eyes, it would look like fucking palliative, like palliative.
I don't
care.
Have perfect skin under my eyes. It's just technique. So
okay, well, there you go.
Come up to the mountains.
She said, I'm just as ugly as you. I'm just a better makeup artist, you fucking bitch.
Oh, no, I didn't say that.
I was talking with Andrew about that. Would you do my makeup, Pearl?
I would love to.
Okay, I'm coming up the
so
mountain.
Cool.
I'm coming up the mountain this weekend.
I'm
she
like
does
an
ceramics,
hour
so I think she can
Hollywood.
Tackle this.
Yeah. Do you,
what?
I said she does ceramics, so I think she can tackle this, right?
Yeah.
I want to be a lady of the woods, lady of the lake. Will
yeah,
you do
it's
that
cool.
for real?
It's definitely a vibe. It's definitely a vibe. I wouldn't have it any other way. But we are like setting on this nomadic journey, though, in this bus that we're building. So
okay.
But we'll always come back here as like a home base. We really found like like where we want to be, at yeah. least for a while for now.
Yeah. Are you near yeah. Deep Creek?
Until eventually we buy property.
Are you near Deep Creek?
Is that where you were on your Instagram the other
yeah,
day?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm like a 20-minute drive from Deep Creek.
Oh my God, I had the time of my life there.
Did you go in through the north or the south entrance?
We went down to enter because coming back up, Mary.
Yeah, it was everything.
Like four runyons. It was.
Yeah, you have to take.
It was insane.
You have to take breaks. Yeah, bring lots of snacks.
You know, they said it was going to take an hour. We did it in 35 fucking minutes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, did you go in, though, through, like, the north hike or the south hike?
I don't know.
Because the south hike is brutal, but you probably went in through the north hike because that's where, like, the tourists come in.
The way we exited was the most brutal hike I've ever been on in my life.
Yeah. Anyway, the creek, though, is amazing. And incredible. The hot springs are amazing.
Dick's balls
yeah,
and pussies.
Yeah, we go there often.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
I mean, Dick's honestly, you're probably pussy, the first yeah. guest where I haven't had to brief myself on your career because I truly
keep up with you.
Watch everything you do.
Oh, yeah. My God.
And if you're comfortable, can you tell us a little bit about the bus?
I just watched that today, by the yeah. way. Holy crap. So,
thank you.
And your husband is very handsome. Indeed.
Yeah, he is gorgeous. Yeah,
gorgeous definitely. And yeah. so nice.
Oh, my God.
He is honestly, yeah, I have no idea why he's into me. Like, I'm like a fucking serrated edge of a fucking butcher knife and personality wise compared to him, and he's like this super gentle like I honestly don't know why he is still with me because I'm so fucking rotted in comparison to him, but anyway.
That's sweet.
Yeah. It's just like he makes me look inward a lot. But yeah, we are building our bus. It's pretty glamorous. I don't know. I've just always like been interested in tiny houses, and I've always wanted to build like a van or something. Mm. So just with COVID and everything, the opportunity presented itself, and it was a good time. And we're up here, yeah. and we live like 2 minutes from a lumberyard. So
that was perfect. My first thought: is living where you live. I'm like, how do they get all these?
You got a lot of tools, hoe. You got a sander
right
and a jigsaw
there.
And a saw and
it's
everything.
Literally, we just drive through like 5 minutes through this little forested area and there's a lumber yard right there. So it's like weird. I hate to say it because so many people are struggling, but it's been like a really beautiful year, you know, just being able to take a breath, not like give a shit about traveling and social media and blah, 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 blah. Just be like focusing on myself, you know?
Yeah.
My relationship, my life. You know, so it's been good.
If anybody has a moment, Pearl's YouTube, Pearl Bazaar, besides the makeup videos and the character of Roxanne, which we will get to.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's not just the renovation of the bus. It's the fact that you're doing it by hand and the fact that you can tell as a viewer that you are winging it.
Yeah.
Oh, we are.
And
we
that's
are. We
fun.
Totally are.
You're not like Bob Vila, well, but it comes out great. Like it.
Everything just designs itself after a while, really, because you just run into so many limitations, like as you're building. So eventually it's like, okay, well, we can't do that. So this is the only option. And then you just kind of like work around it. And I don't know. It's really cool.
It's amazing.
And it's fun.
The hand painted trees, the like hand done wallpaper effect.
Oh, we didn't hand paint any trees, sis, but
you did it. What are those little trees on the walls in the bus?
No, we have a Hawaiian print behind our storage doors. Like we made these our wardrobe doors, and they have like a vintage Hawaiian print behind it. So maybe that's what you're thinking.
It's just crazy what you're doing. So when you're done with it, your hope and dream is to basically be like nomadic?
Well, for a while, but ultimately we want to buy some property and then just start building out like a little bit of an oasis for us and family. And then eventually, you know, Jeremy has like this Reiki practice and he does like all this healing stuff. So, and he has a small but loyal clientele. It's all he really needs to work. So, you know, they can come to the come and experience the oasis, and it can be like, you know, like a business kind of thing as well. So
yeah. That's cool.
How exciting. Yeah. When you downsize, when you're going to be hitting the road, are you going to bring drag?
Yes. No, I'm going to be like doing drag in, you know, the desert and the woods and by the river and, you know, Yeah. Girl, it's a rebrand. We're working this rebrand, sis.
No, it's not only a great rebrand because it's cool. Yeah. It's also a great rebrand because I don't think other drag queens are striving to have things like limitations.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I need this, girl. Like, I've had a couple of slumpy years, so I need, like...
Now, what for you is a slumpy year?
To bring something different, something new.
What for you is a slumpy year? What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, just like existential crisis, not knowing who I am, what I'm doing, if I even love drag, or like definitely knowing I can't do it full time. I don't have the stamina or the financial resources, you know, with what I'm willing to do, like travel wise. And I don't know. I couldn't like get ready in dusty basements across the world anymore. You know, you guys know.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah.
We've all been miserable on the road. We've all been, and like nothing that you can do or say can change that fact. You know, like we're all faking it most of the time when we're on the road.
I think that's part of, for me as somebody who consumes your content though, that's part of the appeal to me is that it's refreshing to see somebody who is getting in drag only when they want.
Yes. Oh yeah. Very, very. Because I really, really am, I'm inspired, but I'm also reassured by your presence in drag because I know that you're only doing it if you want to.
Well, like there's like this part of me that really, really loves fucking drag, you know, like I'll always love it and I'll always love the art of transformation.
Yeah.
And when I don't do it for a while, I do start to miss it.
Yeah, me too.
So, but yeah, there's also this element of just keeping up with the fucking Joneses, okay? Mm. Like when there's all these plastique tiaras and freaking Gigi.
Well, that's a losing battle.
Oh, my. Okay. It's like just.
Kim traveled
but,
with.
You know,
Kim traveled with plastique just, for a while. Like, she said it just made her want to quit.
Yeah, half of them I wouldn't even take a picture with. Not because I don't like them, but because I don't want to look like fucking a toad.
Are you on TikTok, Pearl?
No. Like I said, I can barely log into my email, so I can, like, I'm just figuring out Instagram stories. Okay. I'm not on TikTok yet.
If anybody hasn't
but
seen...
But I did... Oh, go ahead. I did kind of, like, ban TikTok a little bit, though, like, with all of the, like, protests and everything that were happening last year. TikTok, there was, like, a scandal with TikTok. And I honestly can't even think of what it is right now. But I was like, fuck TikTok. I made this big public post about it. And I just kind of can't go to TikTok.
Great. Stay away. That's my advice.
But I feel like I was doing TikTok before TikTok came around. You know, I was doing nothing but making these 30-second long videos on Instagram. And they were, you know, kind of interesting, but also kind of weird to be on Instagram, which wasn't really working. And then TikTok came along and I was like, okay, this is probably where... should be featuring this content. And then, you know, I fucked myself.
Yeah. I love your content is so varied too. Like the video of you building that waterfall in your house.
Oh yeah. It's like very random, isn't it? We just like to do fun projects together. We wanted to hear some running water. So we decided to
build a fucking waterfall.
It's really fierce. And which I think you built it from like styrofoam
and cement. Yeah. Well, we met in Hawaii and we,
really? Styrofoam and cement?
Yeah, it's really cool.
Wow.
Yeah, so we met in Hawaii and we go to Hawaii. Well, we did go to Hawaii a lot before, you know, pandemic. And waterfalls are a thing. We always try to hike waterfalls. So we were here and we just wanted to like get into that fantasy because we're obviously not near any waterfalls.
Right. Is it lonely up there in the mountains? Because you moved to...
Hell no.
No.
She's like, it's not lonely enough.
Yeah. Miss... Who do I, like, miss it?
Amy still finds her about every 3 weeks up in the mountains, hunts her down.
Oh, my God.
She does. Yeah. Amy is pretty much, like, the only one that visits me regularly, but...
Can I seriously come up?
No, I don't. I don't ever miss anybody.
That's great.
Sometimes I tell Jeremy, like, you got to go for a night or two. No, I'm just kidding.
You're gonna get a hobby, bitch.
Yeah, get it. Yeah. Do you so you moved to LA, you're in New York, you moved to LA here for a time, then you moved up in the mountains. How long were you in LA for?
About a year.
A year. And then you were like, fuck this, I need to go to the mountains.
Yeah, well, my rent was just so high.
Yeah.
And my rent in New York was just as high. And I thought I would move here and be saving money. And I thought it would be more peaceful. But I found like a really great apartment in Los Feliz, which, you know, is obviously a very expensive part of town. And yeah, I just couldn't afford it. And I didn't want to afford it. You know what I mean? So I took Jeremy up here on one of our first dates, like when he moved back here from Hawaii. And yeah, it just popped in my head, like, why don't we just move there? It's only an hour and a half away from the city, you know, on a bad day in traffic. And my rent is like the cheapest rent I've ever paid in my entire adult life.
Really?
And it's just like everything.
They got grocery stores up there?
Girl, yes.
Okay.
Like really fancy, like chic little markets. It's all like thrift stores, antique stores, and
is it Trumpy?
Like two. Yeah. But there's also liberals, and there's a lot of queer people.
Yeah. When I was
Nina
there,
Nina lives up here.
When I was there, Christine McConnell's Django. House over by Pearl, I was shocked at the number of like, looks like a hippie colony and then Trump sign. And then like, it's very high low.
It was I noticed that too. I've at a certain point, like driving back to and back from the Deep Creek, I was like, where the fuck are we?
Yeah.
Like, are we in
there's
Montana?
There's this one road that we call Aryan Alley because there's like five Trump flags that you cross as you're driving down. Yeah. And our neighbors are kind of bullshit, but it's like really quiet and peaceful. So you just, I don't know, like it doesn't bother me. It's like, whatever.
Right.
What am I going to do? Like not live up here because there's Trump supporters around? Like whatever. Like, you can't go anywhere then.
Yeah. You know what? One of those Republicans
is
going to be
in LA.
Honestly.
Yeah.
One of those Republicans is going to be walking through the woods one day and they're going to spot a beautiful white witch.
Yeah.
Crawling through the snow and their whole mind is going to change.
It's already happened. Well, I don't know about the mind changing part, but
you're out there in furs and they're about to shoot. They think you're an animal.
They see Roxanne.
Oh my God. We have to pivot. Before we pivot to Roxanne, can I ask about some of your celebrity transformations? You've done an incredible Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh yeah.
And an amazing Drew Barrymore. Have either like noticed?
Yeah, Drew Barrymore shared it on her page. This is crazy. She actually reached out and asked me to come and do her makeup at her house. So it was crazy because I just landed in LA. I was living in New York at the time. And I'm like, she lives in Malibu. Of course I can like make the time to go do it. Of course. So I rearranged my whole schedule. And like the next morning, and it's ironic because you know who was my manager at the time, but he calls me and he's like, I'm so sorry, but Drew Barrymore had to cancel. She's not feeling well today. And I'm like, oh, well, that's too bad. And then like 4 or 5 hours later, she posts a picture on her Instagram riding around in a car with Cameron Diaz.
Work. Like,
no makeup, hashtag no makeup day, hashtag day off. And I was just like, I got duped, like, because of Cameron Diaz, and I live.
Yeah, that's
like,
great.
That's everything.
Honestly, could you blame her?
I mean, what if she was running around with James Charles?
Right. Yeah. So before we talk about Roxanne, we have to take a break.
Oh, yes, let's take a break.
Taking a break. And we're back.
We're back with Pearl.
Can we talk about probably one of the most exciting things I've ever seen somebody do with their drag?
Yeah.
Roxanne. I've seen every video multiple times.
Yeah. I've watched some of the videos.
I get something new every time, a new joke every time.
Yeah. And you do everything. You obviously do all the makeup. You put a full face on top of another face. And then on top of prosthetics, and you just edit, you do all the editing yourself and upload it yourself.
It's treacherous work.
How did you come up with her?
It must be done.
It's treacherous work, but it must
somebody
be done.
Has to do it.
Well, I was just coming into like my YouTube career, my budding YouTube career. And I just knew that I couldn't be traveling anymore. So I was like, maybe I can get into YouTube. Like James Charles is obviously super rich and famous. Like if I could have 1% of that, you know what I mean? And I would just sit down and do these YouTube videos and I'd have like an out of body experience. Like, this is so fucking gay. You know what I mean? Like, I cannot do this. So she just, I felt like Roxanne, like sitting there trying to do it. I'm like, I have way too many stories. Mm-hmm. I am way too bent and broken to be like playfully putting on blush and lipstick. Like, this is not who I am. Yeah. So I just took the storyline and like turned it into this character who has like been through it all. She like dragged her body through broken glass to get to this laptop to edit this YouTube video and just like be fake and like, you know, just what is on YouTube basically.
Yeah. Really? That's what I like about it. It's this very like studied and astute critique on influencer beauty people.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
It takes this like the sans fard, like no makeup look, and I mean, pushes it to a grotesque extreme. And, but then the result, though, once you like you take your makeup artistry and like actually put a face on that,
she's stunning.
It really does turn out stunning. Like stunning.
Like
she's beautiful.
Even though, like,
not joking though.
Do you really use the Sally Hansen leg spray as the foundation?
Yeah. It's everything.
And we have to include a clip. Can we include a clip of an audio clip of the, yeah, okay.
There is this amazing clip I love about the time she's talking about falling off the boat. Yes. And it's the Guns N' Roses. And she's like, if you know me, you know that's my song. I watched that one. Also, when she takes the glasses off and she goes, I know, it's pretty bad.
I know, it's scary, you guys.
And she's like, what's sad is it's gotten a lot. She's like, it's gotten a lot better. It's so, and you know what the funny thing is? How long does that makeup, her no makeup makeup look, how long does it take?
Yeah. Oh, God.
It takes like an hour and a half after I get the lips on to get into the zombie. And then like another hour and a half to get into the makeup. Yeah.
To adhere those lips, I'm curious about that. And do they stay on? I mean, what do you use to put those on?
It's crazy. It is different every single time. Like, it'll be great one time, and then the next time it's like I've never even done it before. You know what I mean? But I got it down to like a little bit of a science and eventually started making my own lips. So kind of had my own little method. But I don't know. I would do shows as her and they would stay on and it was fine. But I just like definitely have, I'm aware of it. I can't just like, you know, just like be doing whatever.
Yeah.
Kind of like with the lips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I would love to see, cause like I have to be honest, like in terms of American Drag Race, my attention span is kind of dipping a little bit here and there, but I would love to see queens go on the show as characters.
Yeah.
And just like have Roxanne, I feel like would sweep the competition.
I agree.
Wouldn't that be incredible?
I mean, I think that's a huge part of doing drag is like, you know, obviously having, you know, like a thing obviously like works for some of us. But I think it's also cool to be like this SNL skit of drag, you know, where you can just totally change what you're doing every single day. Like, why not? But yeah, if obviously All Stars is never going to happen for me, but if I did go on All Stars, Roxanne would be there. She would be like tearing it up.
Do the children chase you? Do the children comment? You have to do All Stars. Do the children DM you?
Of course they do.
Yeah.
I don't think they realize like you don't re-audition, you know, to get on All Stars.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so for someone like you, who is, I mean, you are very beautiful in and out of drag and then in drag, you have like a very kind of transcendent beauty. Do you love looking ugly?
I can't even listen to this. Like,
it's the truth. Whether you can accept the compliment or not, you are
wonderful.
You don't
have to accept the compliment. It's just the truth, whatever. But do you love, because I love looking ugly on purpose.
I absolutely love looking ugly. I love looking beautiful and I love looking ugly even more. Like, I do these really twisted, thin-lipped, like nasty housewife characters as well, and I literally just want to go grocery shopping like that. You know what I mean? Like, I want to just live. Like, I feel more like at home when I'm dressed as like Kim, the super nanny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Than being like Pearl. I don't know. I just like
you also did like a Vicky. What is their name? Vicky
Gunvalson.
Yeah,
such a serve.
Nasty.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. I just love looking like a rotted middle-aged woman.
Oh,
I don't know.
And then you get out of the
makeup and you're like, I'm so young and perfect. Yes. Yeah. It reminds you of how beautiful you are. I feel like dressing up
ugly. I just get tired of being beautiful.
Right. If you want to feel great, like remember when Tyra on television?
Oh yeah.
Did certain things that you probably wouldn't do now.
Certain fat suits.
And then she was like, I was in a fat suit for a day, so now I understand.
Yes. I was in a fat suit for 3 hours, so now I get it.
Right.
Yeah. Now I get it.
And then she got caught wearing that swimsuit and she looked fat in it. And then she like wore the swimsuit on her show to prove that she wasn't fat.
To be brave.
You remember that?
To be vulnerable and brave.
My God.
Yeah. And then she's like, kiss my fat ass. You remember that?
Yes. You remember that? God.
So, I mean, she's probably one of the worst talk show hosts and terrible models. But who is...
God bless her.
Well, sure. Whatever. Who is your...
I get an enjoyment and entertainment out of Tyra Banks.
You love her?
I could fall asleep with that shit just like drilling a
I just saw this meme that was like Housewives full volume bickering and then me sleeping to it. It was like somebody calmly sleeping next to it.
Oh, my God. I can't sleep unless Bethany Frankel is like crying and screaming hysterically in my ear.
What is your favorite Housewives franchise?
Like location? Potomac. Potomac, sorry.
Oh, Potomac.
Potomac is lit. That fight was crazy.
Which one?
The fight was crazy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They teased it all season Monique like it was going to be cunty. And then when it happened, it was so violent and so evil. What happened?
I know. It like went dark.
I felt so bad for Wendy. I'm going to kill you, bitch. Yeah.
Yeah. I felt really bad for Wendy. She was like, I did not sign up for this. She was like shook.
No, I loved Ashley coming back from the bathroom. Because she was like peeing.
And then getting completely involved in the court. In the lawsuit.
It's crazy.
But she was like the only one who wasn't there.
And I love that bird T'Challa.
My heart. Oh my God. I know. I was like ready to take a bullet for Monique. Like everything she did, she could do no wrong until like the way she handled the fight ensued. Yes. But like the parrot, everything about her is just like queen shit in my eyes.
Yeah.
But I do love Potomac and I love New York. I mean,
yeah, if you want to check out some unchecked alcoholism at full volume, watch New York. It's crazy.
Oh my God. What about in the realm of like, you know, models, actresses, blah blah blah. Who would you say are like your top three beauty icons?
Oh God, I am so sick of these questions, you guys.
What did she say? I'm so sick of that. Beautiful.
So sick of this question, you guys.
We ask like
everybody. When you're doing the Drag Race circuit, isn't that question just like railed into your head over and over again?
I've never been asked that question. No,
you haven't.
No,
we're not.
Well,
as
I guess that's because people actually ask you substantial questions and you know want to know other things. I guess
as a drag queen,
we can talk about it. I love.
I guess as like a drag queen or beauty creator, who's somebody who just like makes you like, oh shit, I want to get in a wig now. Like, who inspires you?
Anybody?
No, not really. I don't know. I don't do drag because like, I don't know. Let me think. Like, I don't know. Like, it really just comes like what I want to wear is what makes me get into drag. I'm like, ooh, like all these wigs I've been making recently. I was just like, ooh, I really want to start like making my own wigs again. I want them to be really long and woodsy, like fairy girl running through the woods hair. So I don't know. I just made them and now I get into drag I get into drag designed around the wig. You know, it's not really like, I'm not really like, I've never, I don't know. Like, of course I love like old Hollywood blonde bombshells and all that shit, but like, it's not like making me get into drag, you know?
Right.
She's inspired by acorns.
Acorns and the trees. Pine trees. Yes.
Yeah.
Clouds, rivers, streams, brooks.
I'm really inspired by the squirrels from The Sword and the Stone. And
yeah.
I find nature.
Madame Mim.
Who?
Madame Mim inspires me.
Who?
The witch from Sword and the Stone.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. There you go.
She's like the little hobbit, and then she turns into a beautiful woman with long hair. You ever seen Sword and the Stone?
No.
You guys
no.
suck. Whatever.
Is this like a new movie?
Is that Pixar?
Is that a Sword and the Stone?
Is this like an old movie?
Oh God!
I was at James Charles' house once, and I asked him, "What do you think an old horror movie is?" And he said, "Scream."
Scream. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
It's 2010, isn't it?
Yeah. No. It's like 1988.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He was born in probably 2002.
Well, what's like your favorite old horror movie? Mine's Sleepaway Camp.
Good one.
I've never seen that. I've never seen Sleepaway Camp.
Watch it tonight.
Is that the one with the crazy...
I wouldn't say it's the most sensitive depiction of a trans character. Yes, got it.
Yeah. I stay away from... I like to stay away from cabin movies. Movies that involve like cabin in the woods.
Oh my God, I love
camp,
it. Even though
camp.
I live in a cabin in the woods, I love it.
Yeah,
I
living just love sleeping like camp. Freaked out. Do you get scared at night there? Seriously.
I did at first, but I don't anymore.
Why not? Is it the wig?
I just love it. Okay. I don't know. I watch Forensic Files all night. I don't care. I just like love it.
Really?
I love to be creeped out. I love scary movies. I love thriller movies, love horror movies. It's like my favorite shit.
What's the scariest movie you've ever seen? Scary, scary to the bone chilling.
Oh my God. Oh, High Tension. Have you seen it? It's a French film.
Yes, I have. Mary, that terrible. Movie is fucking insane.
What's it about?
Oh, go ahead.
No. You.
What's that it about? And Ichi the Killer.
What's that?
Have you seen Ichi the Killer?
No. No, say it again. What's the title?
Ichi the Killer. It's a Japanese movie. It's Japanese.
I haven't seen that one.
That's like terrible as well. It's just like another crazy foreign film that's psychotic. And
You got to watch High Tension. There's a crazy twist at the end, but that movie is fucking great. It starts out with this monster guy getting a blowjob from a decapitated head.
Oh, work.
Mm-hmm. Tuesday.
Quarantine.
It must be quarantine.
We're going to take a break. And we're back.
Oh, we're back. Wow.
So if anybody hasn't followed, I'm serious. Your YouTube content is so varied. And
yeah, it's lit, crunk, and turnt.
You also don't post every other day. So when you do post, it's like, okay, this is a pro video. I'm sitting down and watching it.
Oh yeah. My God, is that really how you feel?
I've watched your videos. I've watched them. And also, some of the makeup techniques, you have the generousness of sharing. You did this thing where you said, instead of doing glitter on your inner eye, you do white dots now.
And I
sat here on this couch
minute.
On my TV going, okay. And then halfway through the dots, I was like, holy shit, it does look like glitter.
White dots. Tiny, tiny white dots. Thank you. Your technique, hon. It's unmatched.
Your makeup artistry has always been ridiculous, but like now more than ever, you look like a fucking, I don't even know what.
I really want to come. Can I come up and get my makeup done? Come to the mountains.
I would love it. Okay, yes, yeah.
Do it on the bus. Can I sleep over? Do you allow guests?
Yeah, you can sleep in the bus, girl. Oh,
she does makeup on the bus.
Yeah, I would love it.
And we can also do my hair. You
know, even besides makeup, we can just
we can be friends and stuff.
Yeah, are you still smoking the weed?
Oh my God, girl. Like that is my biggest expense. It's more than my rent, honestly.
Work.
If anyone listening like has a private grower, DM me, like email me. Get in touch
now, but it's so you go to the store or you send away with like a delivery service to get the wacky weed.
We had this guy who was a private grower and he was giving us the best deals ever, and
he passed on.
And then he he died. No, but he no longer does that. So now we're buying it from the stores and it's like fucking killing me.
It's
like
crazy.
Between the taxes and just.
Is it expensive?
Because I'm a very avid cannabis consumer.
So. How much is weed?
It's like $200 an ounce for like this much.
And how much does an ounce get you through if you're like a casual smoker?
Well, I live with my boyfriend, so it's kind of hard to gauge, but
you're like, I'm in a wig in the woods. I'm not a casual smoker.
We can smoke an ounce of weed in like a week.
Okay. That's like $200 a week.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
$100 a month, hun.
No, that really is like rent again.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, but listen, you know, water's wet, weed's expensive. What are you going to do?
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you ever do you smoke like you roll up a fat blunt and smoke it like that?
Ooh. No, I just like, I'm old school. I like to burn flower and like a big fat bong rip. Okay.
Oh,
just like
bongs. Bongs.
Big straight guy. Big straight guy college energy.
I'm like Bill and Ted's Bogus Adventure with my weed consumption. I really am. It's just what I am. It's just what I do. I don't like do drugs anymore. I barely drink, but I do love to smoke.
I love the idea of seeing the Lady of the Woods with like this flaxen hair, all like, you know, 36 inches, and then just taking a big bong.
Choking on smoke.
She's sprinting through the snow with a bong choking.
It's awesome.
So she flies on the bong across the moon.
Yeah. My God.
Are you still finding time to do any sculptures, mixed media?
I just did my first commission in like a year. Yeah.
We have one of your sculptures at David's house and we love it.
Oh, is that a
thing?
We have Darcel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I delivered that one. I remember I came and took a little visit, little Trixie visit.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. I love your sculptures. I think Juno Birch is going through the same thing because she does YouTube a lot now. And so she doesn't have as much time to sculpt. So yeah. It's a lot of commitment.
Well, I mean, ideally, I would just love to have like a room set up where you can just walk in and do it. It just becomes a thing when you're pulling it all out, doing it, putting it away. And I just have my hands in so many like artistic pots, I guess.
You got to get a studio. You need a studio.
Yeah. Well, that's why I came up here. I have like room. I have an extra like room.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
So. I leave my YouTube shit set up full time now because I used to take, like break it down, whatever. That's a whole nother thing.
Leave it up in the East Wing.
CBS Studios in there though. You should see it. It's like CBS Studios. It's like CBS Studios in there.
It's CBS Studios. They do the news here. But you know, when you're trying to be creative, when there's a whole hour of setup like before it, you're like, ugh.
Well, girl, it's like a very legitimate second career for you. So why wouldn't you have a fucking studio in the next room? Like, it wouldn't make sense not to.
Yeah, it's believe me, it's modest. It's a small room. The lights are flat up against the wall and the seamless is flat up against the other wall. Yeah. And like
whatever works. But that's the thing about YouTube. Like you can be in a closet and no one would know. Like you can put a green screen behind you just like fucking Roxanne. Yeah. Oh, and you can be in a mansion and nobody would know. It's crazy like what you can build.
Especially with makeup, the illusion is to make it look like you're a big fancy Revlon company. It's like half the time I'm like, who do you think took that product picture? Me in my underwear in that room.
Yeah, you fucking bitch.
Do you have any aspirations to ever do television again?
I guess it would just depend on the project. I mean, I like the idea of being like super private, but I also like the idea of just like broadcasting my creative stuff like in any way that's good and positive, you know?
Yeah.
Like maybe,
but I wouldn't be in like reality competition shit anymore. I wouldn't do that. No.
Well, that's harder than anything. And I don't think people realize that. That's the hardest type of TV there is.
It's
garbage. And you're only making like networks rich and you're not really getting anything out of it yourself. I mean, if you're on Drag Race, obviously that's a different story, but usually you're just going on there to entertain their masses and they get paid and you get like your little $250 stipend or whatever.
And a pack of fruit snacks thrown at you by a PA if you're lucky.
A sweaty PA.
Right. Well, maybe someday when you buy your property and you want to like renovate or build, I hope you put on your YouTube.
I would. The whole thing, like eventually me and my boyfriend would love to like build a garage and just build tiny houses and like put them on trailers ship them out one at a time record it and document it.
I went through a tiny house shopping phase where I was thinking of buying a tiny house and putting it on a plot in Wisconsin in my hometown. And I ultimately passed, but it must be very lucrative because even a cheap tiny home is tens of thousands of dollars if you're buying it, not self-building it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we bought our bus for $5,000 and we're putting like, you know, obviously the bare minimum into it, but we could probably sell it at the end of the day for like $70,000,
$80,000,
$90,000.
Flipping
like,
buses.
Easily. Yeah.
Especially when you get down to people like a huge customizing profit. You know, like.
Right. So if like people want to work with us and customize something like that, that's cool. But I kind of would love to just build something totally like crazy glam and like just sell it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Amazing. Would you ever tour clubs
rather than
again?
Work with people.
Would you ever tour clubs again?
I'm sorry.
Would you ever tour nightclubs again?
Oh yeah, definitely. I just don't want to do it multiple times a week.
Yeah.
You know, but I actually love doing it. I love the experience of it, but it just like ruins the experience when you're doing it like all the time. Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, finding the balance.
Well, you're sorry. You guys are still actively doing it, so you probably
Are you kidding me? I got to dig her out of a coffin every time we have to do something.
And there's paperwork before that even gets to that step. Like, but, you know, but finding the balance between, like, what you're, like, what you want to do and what you need to do or what you think you need to do and, like, you know, all that stuff is tricky, and it depends on a lot of stuff. It changes, but, like,
oh, that's stupid, though, because it shouldn't be tricky. It should be, like, what your needs should be met. Like, if you have that privilege, which we all did when we got off of Drag Race, but we chose to fucking kill ourselves and be miserable most of the time and like get into shit we shouldn't have got into. Like, it sucks. Yeah. So I just kind of refuse.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, as a fan, I don't think anybody who follows you feels neglected. We still get a lot and it's on your own terms, which anybody who really likes you respects that you don't want to be in drag every day. You know what I mean?
Well, more people are going to see me getting into drag in my house and taking a picture for Instagram than they're going to see me in a club.
Right. And at their own schedule, in their panties, perhaps. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I just refuse to like be uncomfortable with this shit anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all.
Welcome to your 30s.
Yeah. What you drinking there?
Urine.
Whose? Yours or
Jeremy's? Sweetie. No, this is
it's a blend.
Fetus sorry, I just got really stoned and took a gummy before I got on this, and it's like hitting.
are you getting
it's apple juice.
Apple juice.
Can I ask about the gummies? What's a moderate dosage for you, milligrams?
I don't ever feel it. So my boyfriend just like will put like 3 in my mouth and he'll eat like 1.
Feels like an abusive relationship.
I can eat like 60 to 80 grams, I guess.
So let me tell you about Shirley Temple right here.
60 to 80?
Let me tell you about Shirley Temple right here.
Possibly 100.
This girl, she'll take a half a milligram and she'll be butt naked in downtown LA, like singing Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Well, is there anything this year you want to tackle? What can we, as people who follow you, expect?
Yeah, what's next for Pearl?
Do you think you're going to get the bus done this year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We should be done with it in the next month or two. Wow.
So cool.
It's such a gag.
Yeah, so basically, we don't want to get rid of this house. So if you guys want like little month-long rental moments up in the mountains, let me know. But besides that, yeah, we're just going to be like documenting our like travel experiences, be like nomadic, cute, gay couple on YouTube.
Oh my God.
I'll be doing drag out in the woods, and I'm going to be designing. I have an athleisure collection coming out. So
Brooks Marks.
It's going to be like, huh?
Brooks Marks.
Yes, exactly. That's my aspiration. But yeah, just like, I don't know, being cute and loving life, especially now that I'm not in the lawsuit anymore. Hey. Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, freedom.
Being cute and loving life.
Here's to being as beautiful and talented as Pearl on your own terms.
Congratulations, oh Pearl.
Girl, you've done it.
Wait, where can people find you online?
I'm a survivor.
Where can people find you online?
On Instagram, Pearl Liaison, on YouTube, Pearl Bazaar, and I think that's it. Cool. Not OnlyFans, not yet.
No OnlyFans.
Not yet.
Okay. TikTok.
Would you spread that hole on video for OnlyFans?
I thought about it. My boyfriend is basically like shoving the camera in my face to get it done once I told him how much money people are making.
No kidding.
But yeah, he's like trying to pit me out now. But
you know what? I Googled last night how much does the average OnlyFans creator make, and it's $180 a month.
You can't even make the average is not even anything related.
Well, that's the average, but like,
she's
if
a star.
You have,
look at the material.
Well, when my nudes leaked, like that was fucking like a hellacious wildfire. So I could only imagine like actually getting paid for it. Might as well. Yeah. I mean, the thought crosses my mind, but I don't necessarily need it right now.
We've
and I don't have
it.
Like a desire. I'm not like voyeuristic or anything like that. So I don't have like a desire.
It's not titillating at this point.
Right.
I would literally only be doing it for money right now.
But Roxanne fucking.
Please. Now Roxanne, I would pay $29.99 a month to see Roxanne's tight gash.
Roxanne legs up. Like, yeah. I wish.
Yeah.
I thought about that too. There's a whole thing around it. It's not just like, oh, get an OnlyFans, post your dick pics. It's like, get an OnlyFans, figure out your marketing scheme. How are you going to market your private photos? How much are you going to charge for those? You know what I mean? Like, there's all these different things inside the OnlyFans, like sharing extra photos for, but like, everyone that I talked to about it was like, don't ever show anything. Only put it in like the
pay-per-view,
the pictures that you charge for. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm like, wow, thank God that we talked, because if I just got an OnlyFans, it would have just been like giving it all away. You know what I mean? There's like a method to it, you know? Yeah,
and it's a deep commitment. Creating content that is not easy.
Yeah, it is. And it's very...
Especially for porn stars, right? Because they're like having to get railed to keep anyone's interest.
And also versus, they're having there's a guy when I have on the pod, and the amount of pressure there is, because now you're not only up against, like, you establish a precedent in your own content creation and rollout that you have to compete with every single one of your colleagues.
Right.
Every one of them. You're competing for money. And it's like, Jesus Christ.
Anyways. Pearl. Well, when you go down that road, Pearl, we will retweet and share.
Yes. And I will subscribe.
You would? Oh my God. Thank you.
And I will rub my pussy raw to your hot, sexy pics.
Thank you. Just don't reshare my art, sis.
Oh, yeah. I'll also be stealing the photos and using them on Grindr. Thank you so much. Yeah.
I'm coming up the mountain, and I'm going to get my paint done by you.
You know, I know we're running out of time here, but I have to say one more thing. We talked about it recently, and you just brought it up, Pearl. Don't share. It is not ethical to share people's nudes just because they were on television and it doesn't feel like a real person to you.
That's so 2004.
It is fucking unethical, and no one talks about it. Yes, what's his name? Aaron illegal, Samuels from Mean Girls. His nude actually leaked yesterday. Everyone's sharing it. I'm like, this is horrible.
Mm-hmm. But did you look?
Yeah. But I mean, I saw it, but I didn't. I wouldn't.
You're such a bastard.
I just think it's so gross. How did you feel when people leaked your nude?
No, I was kind of pissed.
You should
but
be.
But at the same time, I didn't expect any more from, like, the community that I was in, because I think it was through like a private album on like Grindr or Scruff or something, and then like I shared it, and then they shared it basically. So I was pissed, but I also like didn't expect anything more.
Yeah,
people are rotted.
Didn't expect anything less.
Yeah, I mean, I don't personally, I don't worry about that, because the pictures of my gash are so tight and tiny.
Okay, people think it's a belly button.
They would just think it's was, like, yeah, they think it's it like your arm.
Just a part of a child. Because how could something be so small?
Small, bald, and tiny. Oh.
You know, no one wants to see that blooming onion.
Blooming onion, okay.
French onion soup. Pearl.
Thank you, Pearl, for joining us today. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Pearl. Thank you.